Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump insists.
I declassified everything.
In an interview with Fox News Hannity, Trump repeated.
If you're the President of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
The Justice Department and a three-judge panel of the 11th Federal Circuit Court of Appeals both say there's no evidence that Trump actually declassified any of the hundreds of top secret and other classified documents found in his Florida home. The panel also overturned a lower court judge's ruling blocking the department from using the papers in their investigation of the former president. One person is dead in an aftershock of a major earthquake that hit Mexico earlier this week. Donna Warder has this.
The quake, with a preliminary magnitude of 6.8, struck early Thursday, just 3 days after a 7.6 magnitude quake shook western and central Mexico. The U.S. Geological Survey says today's quake, like Monday's, was centered near the Pacific coast and could be felt throughout the state of Michoacán. Mexico City's mayor says one woman died when she fell downstairs in her home. Residents huddled in streets. I'm Donna Warder.
The Federal Reserve Board raises a key interest rate another 0.75%. Board Chair Jerome Powell says raising the rate is the surest way to drive down inflation to the 2% mark the Fed wants. He admits the effort could lead to a recession.
It's very hard to say with precise certainty the way this is going to unfold.
AP's Chris Rugaber reports the economic slowdown itself without a recession could be painful.
They now expect unemployment to get up to 4.4% next year, and that's compared to 3.7% now. And that translates really into about a million people, potentially a million and a half, losing their jobs.
After losses yesterday, all the U.S. market futures are up this morning. This is AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ukraine announces a high-profile prisoner swap after months of negotiations.
On a blustery evening somewhere in Ukraine, many of the released prisoners are greeted by embraces and a cry of glory to heroes. Many of these men were fighters who defended a steel plant in Mariupol during a long Russian siege. In exchange, Ukraine gave up an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, a Ukrainian oligarch and pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Medvedchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his government had won freedom from Russian custody for 215 Ukrainian and foreign citizens. Zelensky also said that many of the fighters in custody were facing the death penalty. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss is lifting a 2019 ban on hydraulic fracturing, a technique used to extract oil and gas from shale rock. Environmental groups have long opposed the practice, saying it's not an effective way to generate energy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has agreed to a voluntary interview with a House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. Her attorney says Virginia Thomas is eager to answer the committee's questions to clear up any misconceptions about her work relating to the 2020 election. The committee has for months sought an interview with the conservative activist to learn more about her efforts to help former President Trump overturn his election defeat. Virginia Thomas contacted lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin in the weeks after the election. The AP obtained emails in which she urged two Arizona lawmakers to choose a clean slate of electors and, quote, stand strong in the face of political and media pressure. She also texted with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Mike Gracia reporting the House passes an election law overhaul. In a response to the January 6, 2021 insurrection that sought to overturn Donald Trump's election loss, the House passed legislation Wednesday to overhaul the rules for certifying the results of a presidential election. The final vote was 229 to 203, as 9 Republicans, all of whom are not returning to Congress next year, joined all Democrats in approving the measure. Similar bipartisan legislation is moving through the Senate. The bill would overhaul an 1800s-era statute known as the Electoral Count Act that, along with the U.S. Constitution, governs how states and Congress certify electors and declare presidential election winners. Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who co-sponsored the legislation, said the bill intends to ensure future January 6th sessions are, as the Constitution envisioned, a ministerial day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Aaron Judge did not make history Wednesday, but his Yankee teammates hit 3 home runs as the Bronx Bombers blasted the Pirates. AP's Christian Arnold has more.
Oswaldo Cabrera hit his first career grand slam, and Gleyber Torres hit a pair of home runs in the 8th as the Yankees routed the Pirates 14-2. Luis Severino threw 5 innings in his first start since July 13th, and slugger Aaron Judge remained one homer shy of hitting his 61st home run of the year and tying Roger Maris's 1961 home run record.
It's been rocky these past couple days, and this is just how it is. So I just try to treat it just like any other series, any other game.
The Mets still lead the Braves by a game in the National League East race as both teams lost on Wednesday. The Brew Crew beat the Bruise Crew. Milwaukee's 6-0 victory over the Mets included 3 more New York batters hit by pitches, giving Buck Showalter's team a painful Major League single-season record of 106.
I've got some personal feelings about why it happened so much, but I'm sure MLB doesn't want to hear about it in this format.
The Braves were edged by the Nationals 3-2, the only loss in a 6-game homestand for Austin Riley and his teammates.
Good homestand. I think we took care of business. It's just a matter of, continue to win games.
The Guardians sliced their magic number to clinch the AL Central to 7 by clobbering the second-place White Sox 8-2, making it 7-8 for Austin Hedges and his teammates.
We've been doing it for 6 months. Nothing changes. It's just same baseball.
The Cardinals were shut out for the 3rd straight game by the Padres. The Phillies beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings as Matt Vierling went 5-for-5 to snap a 5-game losing streak.
Definitely needed it. Gives a little momentum. Going to this next stretch of games, I think we really needed that one, and we grinded all night.
Win number 99 for the Astros. Tennis. When Roger Federer plays his last match on Friday, he will do it most likely with, not against, his top rival. Federer will probably play doubles in the Laver Cup alongside Rafael Nadal. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve announced another interest rate hike. The AP Sagar Magani reports they expect to make more in the fight against stubbornly high inflation.
For a 3rd straight meeting, the Fed boosted its key rate by 0.75 point to the highest level in 14 years.
We are taking forceful and rapid steps.
And Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed would want to be very confident inflation is moving down to its 2% target before considering halting the hikes.
We're not at that level.
In making borrowing more expensive, the goal is to slow economic growth enough to tame inflation without triggering a recession, a so-called soft landing.
No one knows whether this process will lead to a recession, or if so, how significant that recession would be.
But most economists say they think the steep hikes will lead to a full-blown recession late this year or early next. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing former President Donald Trump.
This investigation revealed that Donald Trump engaged in years of illegal conduct to inflate his net worth, to deceive banks and the people of the great state of New York.
James says Trump padded his net worth by billions of dollars by lying about the value of prized assets. Donald Trump called the lawsuit another witch hunt by a racist attorney general. James is black. At the United Nations General Assembly, President Biden talked about what Russia is doing to civilians in Ukraine.
That should make your blood run cold.
The president says Russia shamelessly violated the UN Charter in Ukraine. A human rights group says more than 800 Russians have been arrested in anti-war demonstrations in 37 cities after President Vladimir Putin ordered a partial mobilization of reservists. After being suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver says he plans to sell the team. This is AP News. Pope Francis is speaking out about the cruelty suffered by the Ukrainian people.
In a closing speech to a general audience in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said his envoy to Ukraine, Cardinal Konrad Krajewski, had told him about the pain of the people, the cruelties and the monstrosities and the tortured corpses. The Vatican News Service says the envoy and his colleagues came under fire as they were distributing humanitarian supplies near the city of Zaporizhia in Ukraine last Sunday. No injuries were reported. The Pope has made repeated appeals to stop the war in Ukraine over the past months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kansas City Royals have fired longtime general manager Dayton Moore. The team won the World Series in 2015, but the Royals have struggled in recent years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Two people who wish to remain anonymous claim a massive lottery jackpot. Illinois lottery officials say the two winners of the $1.33 billion Mega Millions drawing have claimed their prize, opting to take and split the lump sum payout of more than $780 million. The lottery says the pair spent the past few weeks working with professional legal and financial advisors on the claims process. The jackpot, the nation's third largest, grew because there were 29 straight no-winner draws from April 15th until the July 29th winner. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in a Chicago suburb. I'm Tim McGuire.
A blind dog fell into a deep, narrow hole in California and had to be rescued by emergency crews last night. The action unfolded with ABC 7 Los Angeles reporting from its helicopter overhead.
Very frightened now, coming up to the surface. There he is. There's the dog.
And on the ground, the blind 13-year-old dog reunited with its grateful owner, Mary, who lives next to the construction site that Caesar wandered onto. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine says this was a difficult rescue in a 15-foot deep, 3-foot wide hole.
Confined space rescues are low frequency, high risk, and so there's lots of steps that we need to make sure we do to make it as safe as possible.
Rescuers hooked up a series of ropes and pulleys, lowered a member down, and got Caesar out safely. I'm Julie Walker.
Roger Federer is getting ready for his farewell to tennis. The winner of 20 Grand Slam titles is not competing solo at the Laver Cup in London.
So here I am, trying to prepare for one last doubles, and we'll see with who it is. And I'm nervous.
His doubles partner might be longtime rival Rafael Nadal.
To go through a career that we both have had and to come out on the other side and being able to have a nice relationship, I think is maybe a great message as well to not just tennis, but sports, but maybe even beyond.
Federer says he's at peace with walking away. He's most proud of his longevity.
I always look to, you know, the Michael Schumachers, Tiger Woods, all the other guys who stayed there for so long at the very top that I didn't understand how they did it. And next thing you know, it's like you're part of that group.
Federer says he doesn't want his departure to be a funeral, more like party mode. I'm Ed Donahue.
A U.S.-Russian crew have blasted off from the International Space Station from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan.
Turbopumps, flight speed,
and liftoff. A sunset start to the mission of Rubio, Prokopyev, and Patelin to the International Space Station.
Two Russian cosmonauts and NASA astronaut Frank Rubio blasted off as scheduled aboard the Soyuz MS-22 spacecraft. It became Rubio's first space flight since becoming an astronaut in 2017. One of the main goals of the mission is scientific work, including work on the science module of ISS. The launch comes amid high tensions between Moscow and the West over the fighting in Ukraine, and 2 months after Russia announced it would pull out of the ISS after 2024, putting into question the future of the program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.